It's All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. A law to ban ballot selfies had its day in court yesterday. Challengers say prohibiting voters from taking pictures of themselves with their ballots and posting those pictures on social media is a violation of free speech. Proponents of the law say it prevents voter fraud. For more on this, we turn to David Brooks, a reporter for the Nashua Telegraph who has been covering this story, and a writer at GraniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We've heard a lot about the politics of this case, but let's talk a little bit about the tech side of things. Now, proponents say the law prevents people from proving that they voted in a certain way. That proof may be what people attempting to buy votes may require. But let's say people wanted to buy votes before the age of cell phones and cell phone cameras and social media. What would they have done to sort of prove that they have voted in a way that their buyer wanted them to?
That's an interesting question. And when this first came up, like a couple of years ago, actually, here in Nashua, where there were some people making complaints about some legislators who had posted pictures of their own ballot. They voted for themselves and they put a picture on their Facebook page and somebody else sent us an email at the Telegraph and said, hey, this is illegal. Did you know that? Anyway, and we looked at the law and it was weird, frankly. It was a little confusing. And what it specifically said was you can't mark a ballot. That was really kind of the key point. It turns out, you know, 120, 130 years ago, something like that, there was a fairly good practice in buying votes. You know, frequently a glass of whiskey would do it. And people would bring out their ballot and show it to you. And laws were passed that said ballots are secret. You can't take them out of the polling place. You can't show them to anybody else. And then people would mark them so that after the fact, you'd hunt through the ballots and search for the one with my initials on it to make sure that I actually voted for the same one the way I said I would. And so the law in New Hampshire and many other states have very similar laws said you can't mark them.
And so now we have these cell phone cameras. Is anyone being investigated for having violated this law from taking their pictures and posting them online?
At least three people, maybe four that I'm aware of. All of them who've come up, frankly, since this issue arose a couple of years ago, and most of them doing it deliberately and being very open about it as sort of a way to say, hey, this is a bad idea, including at least one state representative. One of the interesting things, talking about, you know, the technology. So the reason I think this is an interesting story above and beyond all the politics and all that is the way that it's a classic example of how technology makes existing laws confusing. There have long been practices, although apparently it's not actually in the laws, that you can't take pictures in the polling place. And you have to get permission, for example, say when the media comes in, they want to shoot, and then you have to go to the moderator and say, it's okay, yeah, but you can't show these faces and you can't do that. So you can't take your camera into the polling place with you. That's always been the case. And it never seems to have come up. I mean, you know, I've been a reporter for 30 years, and I never heard of any case of anybody, you know, being arrested because they wanted to carry their camera in with them into the polling place. But then cell phones came along, and now we all have cameras in our pocket at all times. And so that sort of seems to have raised it up again. And then, of course, the whole, you know, sharing it on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and 53 other things that have launched in the past week or two.
It says that posting these photos on social media is the illegal part. So if you're trying to sell your vote and engage in an illegal behavior, selling your vote is illegal, then why not say, okay, I don't need to share this on social media. All I have to do is show this picture to the person who wants to buy my vote.
That certainly seems like a reasonable way to sell your vote, actually. But, you know, this is the social media era. I think people are constitutionally incapable of taking a picture of something without immediately putting it online.
Constitutionally, not, you don't mean the document, you mean just the makeup of the people.
That's right. That was a science constitutionally, not a political constitutionally.
Gotcha. Okay. So this next question is only half serious, David. What implications will this have for the venerable selfie stick?
Could you imagine somebody having a selfie stick? For those who don't know, of course, selfie stick is sort of like a retractable pole that you put your camera on the end of so you can take a picture of yourself from slightly further away and look even more handsome than you normally do. And they have been banned in many places. I know, for example, I wrote a story with Courier Museum, banned them, like many museums have, because people put their cameras on their sticks and start waving them around, knock over precious art. But could you see somebody doing that in their polling place? They want to take it. They They've got their ballot. They want to take a picture of themselves. They put it on a selfie stick. They start waving it around. They knock down the curtain. They knock down the curtain from the guy next to them and on both sides of them all the way down the line. And 14 voters are immediately exposed to the TV cameras that have clustered here for the presidential primary. It would be a cause celebre. It would be really cool if that happened, although probably not really.
The slim chances of that happening, but certainly within the realm of possibility.
I mean, within the realm of possibility, when it comes to taking selfies, people seem to, common sense goes out the window. So I could almost see it happening, frankly.
Anything in service of a selfie.
Anything.
David, thank you very much.
You bet.
David Brooks is a reporter for the Nashua Telegraph and the Geek in Chief at graniteGeek.org.